This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Tidal Creek Co-op and Whole Foods Market are natural competitors, but these two purveyors of healthy food are joining forces to bring clean water to Wilmington residents on the north side. I found out why Tidal Creek is encouraging its customers to go to Whole Foods on Wednesday night. Whole Foods Market holds a monthly event called Wine Down Wednesday. For $5, folks are invited to sample wine and food, and the money raised is donated to a nonprofit organization. Meanwhile, Tidal Creek Co-op started a fund several weeks ago to purchase a reverse osmosis water filtration system to put out in the community, specifically at Dreams of Wilmington on the north side of town. And that's how Whole Foods and Tidal Creek are joining forces. Here's Shayla Paul, the marketing and outreach coordinator from Tidal Creek, explaining how the fundraiser began.
I have to credit my general manager, Krista Jorgensen, with the idea. She said, why don't we take the same type of machine that we have in our store and put it somewhere else, put it somewhere in the community that needs access to clean water? And we started thinking, okay, how can we do this? So what we're doing is we're donating 100% of the profits of our bulk water sales from our machine in the store to this cause. And what we were hoping would happen when we started this was that it would attract attention from other organizations and businesses around town to kind of jump on board and say, we want to help with this. And the first call I get is from Chelsea from Whole Foods, which was amazing. You could say that we are competitors. We're both grocery stores. We're both purveyors of the same types of products, but our missions are the same. And when we have an issue like Gen X, it affects us all. It was one of the best days ever when she called me and said, we want to work with you on this.
Chelsea Thornhill is the one who made that call to Shayla. She's the marketing and community liaison from Whole Foods Market. She describes how Wine Down Wednesday works.
We have five stations set up throughout the store. We have our seafood department, our meat department, our specialty department, our prepared foods department, and our bakery. And we have our beverage specialist. She pairs up a wine that's suitable with each dish that's sampled. So you get 2 ounces of wine at each station, total of 10 ounces of wine. And we provide a cute little tray and your wine glass. So when you come in, you get 5 tickets. That's one for each station. Or sometimes people like to go to one station twice because they really liked the wine or what have you. This month, a couple things we have on the menu are tequila lime shrimp skewers paired with a pineapple mango salsa. And then we have mini Cubana burgers paired with a 50-50 salsa, which is like a pico guacamole combo.
All the money raised at Wine Down Wednesday this week will be donated to the purchase and installation of the reverse osmosis filtration system that will be housed in the Dream Center on the north side of town. The total cost is around $8,000, and Shayla from Tidal Creek told us where the fundraiser stood as of Thursday last week.
I just found out where we're at, which is really exciting because at this point, this is based only on our profits from the water that we sell in our store. After about 6 or 7 weeks, we're at $4,600.
Oh, wow.
That was Shayla Paul from Tidal Creek Co-op and Chelsea Thornhill from Whole Foods Market. They'll both be at Wine Down Wednesday this Wednesday night at Whole Foods from 6 to 8 o'clock.